Oh my god, Steven, look at that fat guy. He needs to go to the gym and have a wax. He must be one of those bears.
But he got gut, making me a slut, dragging me back to his hut so we can rut. Cause buddy got gut. If your friends call you tubby, I'm bound to bust a chubby. Triple extra large, I'm a tugboat for that barge. I'll suckle like a calf under that hairy flap. I tell you what, buddy got gut. No time for skinny twinkies or steroid shrinky dinkies. I want a real man with a great big juicy can. Joe Gates face of the Brush Creek belly. Joe Gates face of the Brush Creek belly. Joe Gates face of the Brush Creek belly. I wanna mountain pound ya. Little piggy on your big old back. Driving like a Mack truck into your butt. Damn, what a fuck. And buddy got gut.
Grasshopper, you like fat guys? Oh yes, master.
I like big beefy paws and a gut like Santa Claus. Can't find a belt to fit ya. I wanna get with ya. Size 52 caboose, I spew my juice. Bounce me on your belly and spread me like jelly. If buddy got good, I'll give up my butt. Hanging on to the hair on his back while he drives his Mack truck into my butt. Ooh, what a fuck. And buddy got good. If some little queens don't like you great big things, now you know what that means. More for me, 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 me. Screw Papa, give me Bluto. That deep dark hair a crack, about give me a heart attack. I got 1-900 Mix-a-Lot. That gut is got is hot. I tell you what, buddy got gut.
Wanna give a shout out to the Mirth and Girth man, Bulk Mail, High Density Media. Rock on, my big belly brothers.
Yes, that song is not ready for regular radio, but that's okay. It's a great song to start off part 5 of my Bear Music Special. The song was Buddy Got Gut, and it's from Mark Weigel's award-winning CD from 2005, Soul Sex. And as long as we're singing the praises of larger men, I found a punk song from 1996 doing the same thing, with lyrics like, "Call me a chubby chaser, I don't care. You think it's strange when I stop and stare at that big bear of a man you just wouldn't understand." Here's the Sally Strugglers singing Big Boy.
I really like broad shoulders. I really like big hands. I really love big fellas. I really want a big man. All I really want is big boy, all I really want is a big man. All I really want is big boy, all I really want is a big man. Call me a chubby chaser, I don't care. You think it's strange when I stop and stare at that big bear man who just wouldn't understand. All I really want is big boy, all I really want is a big man. All I really want is a big boy, all I really want is a big man. I'm in for a ton of fun. We'll put a bear, we're the only one. We'll have fun inside the pit. I'll show them up to all my friends. All I really want is a big boy. All I really want is a big man. All I really want is big boy. All I really want is a big man.
And here's a bit of a new song in the same vein. There's a comedy duo out of New York City called Pink Steel. Their act is to do gay heavy metal music, and in my internet searches, I couldn't really figure out if they were gay themselves or if the whole thing is an act. But at any rate, they are getting their debut album ready, and it'll contain a song called More to Love. Here's the 44 seconds of it available from their site.
Big boys need loving too. If you're a chubby one, then I'll give it to you.
That was 44 seconds of the band Pink Steel. Keeping in the hard rock vein is definitely a legitimate rocker, Elijah Black. From his 2004 album, Naked Against the Blue Sky, is the song Bleed for You.
I'd do anything to remember. I'd do anything like wash the color of the sky against your eyes. Do anything just to have you. And it seems no matter how hard I try, I just can't get it right. And I
This next artist has been releasing his home studio CDs for about 20 years now, and they total about 10 at this point, with another in the works for later this year. How has he remained so underground? Well, probably because most of his work would go really well as leather bar background music, but not really on the radio. And the FCC would agree. He lives in Houston and goes by the name Cub65, and Cub is spelled with a K. It's easy to find photos of him on the internet in various poses, if you know what I mean. But of course, I'm here to tell you about his music. I've picked two of his songs for you. The first is called Black Bear and is from a 1995 release called Tops, Bottoms, and Side Pockets. It'll be followed by one called Apricot Hanky. That's from a 2001 CD called Hanky Panky, where he has various songs dedicated to the hanky colors of the gay male culture. He tells me that song is his ode to chubby bears. Here's Cub 65.
Black bear, growl for me, daddy, daddy. Black bear, growl for me, daddy, daddy. Black bear, growl for me, daddy, daddy. Growl for me, growl for me.
jam.
Again, the music of Cup 65. And I've got another Cub for you, a brand new artist from Montreal who goes by Cub Sound. I got his song from his MySpace page. It's called I Saw Him Once.
Friday, just to hear your voice. Sorry that I took you by surprise. It seems I couldn't find you anytime I tried it on. Little did I realize I wish I'd never known. You tell me that you're leaving, but you can't quite tell me why. Blame it on a God who never quite lets things work right. I hope your plans to find your life all turn out shiny new. And Never did I think I'd lose the friend I held in tonight. My world arrives in Santa Fe. I'm somewhere in the desert, a million miles away. In Tucson, Arizona, I could call, but I don't wanna hear you plan to stay alone in Santa Fe. Tell the one you find in life about the one you left behind. Know that you'll forever be an angel in my eyes. Make your dreams of one day come to me, I know it's true. But tonight a heart is breaking by this southern desert moon. And tonight my world arrives in Santa Fe. I'm somewhere in the desert, a million miles away. I'm in Tucson, Arizona. I don't wanna hear you playing and stay alone in Santa Fe. I'm in Tucson, Arizona. I could go, but I don't wanna hear you playing and stay alone in Santa Fe.
Following Cub Sound was an artist out of Kansas City. His name is Kerry Land, and while he may not look like the stereotypical bear, he's got some credentials. He's been a Bearapalooza performer, and his CD label has a big bear flag across it. Works for me. The song was called Santa Fe and came from a 6-song CD he released in 2002. Got time for a country song you won't hear on regular radio? I got one. The singer calls himself Cowboy Dick, and the song is Cowboy Butts.
Cowboy Butts. Drive me nuts. Cowboy style. You know it drives me wild. Tight Wrangler jeans, those cowboy butts. Drive me nuts. A cowboy had me. Well, he would chew and spit. He only gave a shit about his horse and his pickup truck. That's cowboy butts. Drive me nuts. Cowboy butts. Jesus!
Okay, here's a secret. Cowboy Dick is really Ken Rinalis, who also has a couple CDs under the name Uncle Buzzy, and also is the owner of the Nashville music label Cubbyhole Records. Shannon Grady is another popular Barrapalooza artist. He's out of Minneapolis, and his debut CD, called 10 Years, came out in 2006. From it are the songs Paul and Gene and Falling.
fall up and down with nowhere. You will see. She makes no sound. She makes no sound. She falls down.
Time for something sweet, and I love the song I'm going to play by Ernest David LaJoie. He released three albums between 1997 and 2000, and all are excellent. And while I've not seen him in person, from his album covers, he is one sexy bear. From his latest CD, Better Days, is the song The Sweet Side of Goodbye.
You from the start, but you broke my heart the day you turned to say the two of us should part. Now do I see a tear well in your eye? You're the one that got the sweet side of goodbye. I begged you to stay, but still you went away. Now you're telling me that you regret the day. No, I don't wanna give it one more try, 'cause you're the one that got the sweet side of goodbye. I moved on, found myself some new romances. Once you're gone, you were gone. There will be no second chances. So what you're crying for? You said you needed more. Made up your mind and you just walked right out my door. It's really kind of nice to see you.
'cause you're the one that got the sweet side of goodbye.
Ernie LaJoie is also known for one of his earlier songs that gets sung in cabaret settings a bit. It's called Chandler Street, and I really like that one. He introduced it on his 1997 CD, Parody Romantic. And a while back, I got this quote by him about it.
Chandler Street, yeah, you know, it's one of the first songs I ever wrote, and it's probably my most well-known, and I've heard so many cabaret artists sing it now, but that song was, I wanted to write a song about the redefinition of family in the gay community and how the people that are close to you and are your friends, you adopt as family because so many of us lose family. And I didn't even know I wrote a good song when I wrote that song. It was very simple. I'm going to re-record that because that album that is on is going out of print. And actually, I have another version of that on piano that I think it works a lot better. Maybe I'll let you hear it.
And actually, he did let me hear it. I'm pleased that he sent me an unreleased piano version of Chandler Street.
Stephen and his lover Joe, they live a floor below. We have brunch on their patio. Stephen dresses like Jackie O, and oh, I'm at home. Carol and her girlfriend Sue in apartment 2. They have a passion for yin and constant cravings for Katie Lang, and oh, I'm at home. 47 brownstones in a row. Chandler Street's the only home I know. Everyone adores. He owns the top 2 floors. He loves to sit at his baby grand, plays the score to falsetto land, and oh, I'm at home. Carol and her girlfriend Sue, they had a cat named Boo. Last December when Boo died,
Everyone in the building cried. Joe and Sue dug a plot out back. Stephen's dress was a formal black. I laid boo-boo below the sod. William played us some Sweeney Todd. Paper to Steve and Joe, to Sue and Carol's for tea I go. Drop in on William to say hello. We all have brunch on the patio. And oh, I know. I'm home.
Chandler Street by Ernest David LaJoie. And up next is a demo from 2005 by an artist named Russ Turk. According to his MySpace page, he's an artist, graphic designer, cartoonist, and an amateur singer-songwriter. I think his song, Boys I Like, has a certain charm.
So she asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind that are cute and like to stay out all night. She asked me what kind of boys I like. I said long and smooth with eyes blue and bright. If I sound choosy, please excuse me, but it's just that I know what I like. If you don't fit the bill, or you're over the hill, you may have the bait, but I'm not gonna bite. You're wasting my time next in line. So she asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind of wear leather, carry switchblade knife. She asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind of wears a dress and makes it look out of sight. Well, if I sound choosy, please excuse me, but it's just that I know what I like. So come with me, literally. Serving number 7, welcome to heaven. It's way past 11, you may as well stay for the night. So she asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind with lots of cash, you like to smoke China White. She asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind that are tight, who like to fight and fight. Well, if I said choosy, I know what I like. If you don't fit the bill, or you're over the hill, you may have a baby, but I'm not gonna buy. Wasting my time next in the fucking line. So she asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind with a pulse who can read and write. She asked me what kind of boys I like. Well, if I sound choosy, please excuse me, but it's just that I know what I like. So come with me, literally. The serving number 7, welcome to heaven. It's way past 11, say your name was Kevin, or maybe it
labels, just that I know what I like. The gloom will fit the bill, or you're over the hill. Never been, but I don't know about. You're wasting my time next in the fucking line.
I featured Music Bear in part one of the show, and I want to revisit his music with the song Homophobia, which he released in 2000. The song, incidentally, was written by a straight artist, Jeff Morgan, in 1980.
Back when I was very young, I was a curious boy. One day my daddy called me alone. He said, "Son, you know that ain't no toy. You keep playing with yourself. You'll never learn the social rules. My son's gonna be a football hero, not one of them sissy fools. Now it's that homophobia in the locker room when I took gin. Homophobia keeps me from touching my friend. I can't remember who told me or when I first heard, but I could tell by the tone in the voice the meaning of the word. The women teachers who lived alone, everybody knew they were weird. And one day my taking ballet class was something my mother feared. Now it's there, homophobia in the locker room. California, anything you do is fine. To be strange is to be normal, but you still gotta toe the line. Holding hands with Duncan, I may be risking a knife. Hey man, I was only kidding. Here's a picture of my wife. Now it's there. Homophobia in the locker room when I took gin. Homophobia keeps me from touching my friend. Homophobia in the locker room when I took gin. Homophobia keeps me from touching my friend.
Thank you.
Music Bear with Bearapalooza veteran Kenny Lockwood, and I just love the title track of his 2001 album, Tin Angel. He's told me he has a new album coming out this spring. The last act for this segment is Naked. Okay, I couldn't resist that. They spell their name N-E-K-K-E-D, and the duo's names are J.C. Faust and Michael Flight. Their new CD is called A Barrier of Skin, and the song is How Come You Don't Love Me.
As much as I love myself, how come you don't love me as much as I love myself? Ooh. How come you don't love me as much as I love myself? As I love myself, I'm VGL, so you be too. Don't waste my time here talking to you. I'm 6'2", blonde and blue, well hung in bubble butt, too good to be true. Yeah, you know without a doubt, if I could do myself, you know I'd never leave the house. How come you don't love me as much as I love myself? How come you don't love me as much as I love myself? How come you don't please me as much as I please myself? How come you don't love me as much as I love myself? No films, no fats, no P&P, no FF water sports, and no B&B. Don't bring me hangers, no STDs. Don't bring me anything that ain't just like me. Yeah, you know without a doubt, if I could do myself, you know I'd never leave the house. How come you don't love me as much as I love myself? How come you don't love me as much as I love myself? How come you don't grease me as much as I grease myself? How come you don't love me as much as I love? get myself excited. It's a party now and I'm the only one invited. Standing tall at full attention, gazing at my own reflection. Yeah, you know, without a doubt. If I could do myself, you know I'd never leave the house. How come you don't love me as much as I love myself? How come you don't love me as much as I love myself? How come you don't please me as much as I please myself? How come you don't love me as much as I love myself?